darkening solution. See page 35.
Okay. Meet the apple pie filling team. Their goal is to make a tasty pie filling, then can it, using the techniques taught in this master food preservation course.
Okay. So there's 4 cups.
Here's some for you.
After several hours of classroom instruction, these ladies are diving into one of several canning labs at the University of Idaho Extension Office.
You might not need all of those, and you might...
Then we'll use them for another lab if they're not cut up.
That's Joey Pites, the University of Idaho Family and Consumer Science Extension educator. She's been teaching the Food Safety Advice Program for about 10 years. This year, enrollment has exploded.
Our class about doubled. We have 23 individuals in the class, and we had approximately 40 people on the waiting list waiting to take the class. Definitely huge boom this year that we haven't seen in the past.
The 24 ladies in the class are learning how to can, dry, and freeze everything from pears to tomatoes to apples. It's a 6-week class, and they're very serious about bacteria, pathogens, and safety. Even something as simple as salsa has its own rules.
Because you're taking an acid product of a tomato and you're adding some low-acid foods to it, like peppers and onions, and for it to be safely canned in a boiling water canner, you need to make sure you have the correct amount of acid in that.
Pites points out the salsa lab team, which, thanks to its many ingredients, has the most members.
We're making salsa.
Ole, ole.
What are you doing to those poor tomatoes?
We're blanching the tomatoes so we can take the skins off without destroying the rest of the tissue of the tomato. Getting it ready for the salsa with all the rest of the goodies, the hot peppers and the onions and all the other goodies.
I take a break from salsa and chat with class member Brenda Ramler. She and her husband bought a farm in Oregon to retire on, and they want to can what they grow.
I got my little list. I want to make ketchup and salsa and pickles. You know, those are the things I want to make sure I learn to can. Oh, and canning meats. I want to be able to do that.
Ramler says she's already learned a lot.
I'm learning some great things. Yeah, definitely. Lots of information about the canning. So food dehydrating we talked about last week, and we're going to be doing freezing. So I'm excited because it's not just canning. This is food preservation.
Okay. How's the apple pie filling going?
It's coming along. If we can get our water to boil, it's going to do a lot better.
After water returns to a boil, remove fruit from blanched water, but keep the hot fruit in a covered bowl or pot while it's clear.
Okay, I'd say we're boiling.
Time magazine reports sales of canning and freezing supplies are up during a down economy. Canning instructor Joey Pites says that tracks with what she sees at the Extension office.
The Master Gardener program has exploded as well. So people, I think, maybe planting gardens for the first time or for the first time in a long time, maybe they'd had one in the past, and then wanting to know, what do I do with this produce to extend that because of the economic times that are happening, definitely.
During the class, I hear stories of people approaching Extension agents, wanting to know if the plants they find in the backyard are edible because they have nothing else to eat. Alexis Woodbury is a program assistant with the Ada County Extension Office. She says the number of calls coming in are up thanks to the economy, but it's not the only thing bringing more people back to canning.
People are concerned about where their food is grown now, what's in their food. We're seeing a real positive change in people wanting to be more self-sufficient and also be better stewards. So it's kind of more like a triple or quadruple whammy. Everything's coming together.
Elaine James is originally from Georgia, where her grandmother and mother always preserved food. Now she's living on a farm in the Treasure Valley and taking a refresher course in canning. James says the economy has drawn a lot of people to the canning class. But recent food scares involving things like spinach, pistachios, and peanut butter are on everyone's mind.
With all the problems with food, with the diseases recently, and all the preservatives and such that are in food, many people want to control what they eat, or they want to know what they eat. So I think a lot more people will be doing this.
We're back at the salsa lab, and the team is putting all the ingredients into a large bowl.
It's going good. I'm trying to find the right kind of salt to use now.
You have to have special salt?
Well, they talked about iodized salt.
Specifically for canning and pickling.
Nothing is added.
And you guys have got the tomatoes going.
You got the meter dudes.
So here's the cumin going in. Okay, it's mixed, ladies.
Now you have to cook it?
You do have to boil it and simmer it for 30 minutes, and then you put it in the jars and process it.
but they can't cook it without a saucepan, which has been liberated by the team canning tomatoes.
Oh, wait, our saucepan! Our saucepan! That's our saucepan!
The pan problem is soon resolved, and the salsa begins to cook, filling the room with a sharp tomato and pepper smell. All that's left is to put it in canning jars. The salsa team each puts one hand in a circle on top of the other to celebrate their achievement. Team bonding is a big part of the appeal for a class like this, according to instructor Joey Pites. She says there's a strong sense of community here.
The group decided that they wanted to start doing some potlucks, and so at lunchtime we're doing potlucks and getting to be pretty close. So it's fun.
Pardon me, I'm right behind you.
We're going back over to the apple pie filling to see how it's going.
How's it going? Are you boiling?
Oh, you got past that. What do we do now?
Well, then we're going to add lemon juice and let it do a full boil for 1 minute.
And what's this?
Wet and dry ingredients mix that have to come in. Water, apple
thickener,
juice, sugar.
Apple juice and lemon juice.
These ladies are militant about not wasting food. Compost is religiously recycled, and anything that isn't used in the lab is saved or eaten.
Have an apple.
Okay.
These are pretty good apples.
So is this all you have left just to put them in the jars now?
Well, the kind of. You put them in the jars, and you have to let the air escape. You put in like a spatula around it, get the air bubbles out, and then you make sure that the top around the jar is free of any kind of food product. Then you put the lid on, the ring on, finger tight, then you process it.
Once the canning class ends, these students become the teachers. They give back at least 30 volunteer hours, teaching smaller classes, answering the phones at the extension office, sharing info with neighbors, and at county fairs. Instructor Joey Pites says she hopes they can help meet the increasing demand for canning knowledge. For Boise State Radio, I'm Samantha Wright.